Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene, and I want to say welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're so glad to have you. And if you're returning, if you've been here before, welcome back. We just want you to know, whenever you come to this podcast, what you can expect. You can always expect a word of encouragement. That's because we believe here that everybody needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So, whenever you come here, you can expect a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let people know we're here. Tell them about the podcast. Show them how to find the podcast. Let them know what you found. We would appreciate that truly. And if you want to communicate with us, we do have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So, if you want to communicate with us, perhaps there's something you'd like to say. We want to hear what you have to say. And when you let us know or email us, it encourages us. Another thing we want to say here, just to let you know a little bit about what we believe. We base everything we do here on this podcast, we base it on the Word of God because we believe in God. Yes, we do. That's our right. I believe in God, and it works for me. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it works for me. I believe that. We believe that everybody has free will of choice. Not everybody believes in God. And, you know, of course, everybody does what works for them, and that's fine. But believing in God works for us. So we base everything we share here with you on Scripture. As a matter of fact, that's how we stay encouraged. So, just to let you know a little bit about that. And we know that many of you that listen, you probably may very well know more. Or maybe there's some points that you think we might not necessarily be clarifying and you might want to help us. So just let us know. It's encouraging. We'll be helping one to another. So we're so glad to have you. And just in seeking the Lord, because everything we share, we communicate with God. Yes, He reveals to us, and to see what we should share. And I believe this week the Lord wants me to reveal to you about His amazing grace. His amazing grace. Now, I know you've heard about grace before. If you've heard at all about God, you've heard about grace. And if you have been around church people, you've heard about grace. Many people feel different ways when it comes to grace. Some people feel that when people find out about grace, that they abuse it and misuse it and just start doing all kind of reckless stuff because they know they're forgiven. And grace is God's divine favor. That's the way it's described as God's divine favor. It's all sufficient. Yes, whatever you need, God will give you the grace for. And it's all sufficient. It's unmerited. You can't, you know, there's no real reason except that God gave it to us. It's a gift from God to us. It's unmerited. You can't earn it. You really can't. And people emphasize a lot of the fact that we don't deserve it. And we don't deserve it, but the fact is God loves us all. So we deserve to know that we're loved because God loves us. That's just how it is. And He wants us to know that. And He wants us to know that we're not forsaken. And if you look around in this environment today, now, in this season, if you look at the date on this particular podcast, you know we're in the middle of a season of celebration, and some are celebrating, but life is still going on. No matter what the season is, people may be celebrating and doing different things that we do to celebrate the season, but, you know, there's always been some back and forth about the season and the reason for the season and so on and so forth. Yet, what I came to help you understand today is a particular gift that's been given us, left us, if we choose to believe it. Now, in order to receive this gift of grace and really understand it and you know, be able to appropriate it, because it's a benefit, it's a resource, it's a gift. Gifts are resources. They are, because it's something that someone gives you. It's nothing that, you know, you're not supposed to have to pay for your gifts. If they say it's a gift, it ought to be just that. But the fact is, there is a cost to the gift. It just, when someone gives you a gift, it should not cost you. If it's a true gift, they just give it to you, you know, because they want to. And that's what God did. You've heard about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard how God so loved the world, and that's everybody in it, including you, including me, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. In other words, you shouldn't have to go through this world in a perished state. But not just talking about this natural world, talking about the eternal world, the world that's not seen, shouldn't perish but have eternal life. God, we're going to live forever. We are eternally. It's just a matter of what our understanding will be and you know, how we choose to process the fact that, you know, we have eternal life. And what we understand that eternal life to be and to get knowledge of it. And if you search the library of this podcast, these segments build on each other. Just listen to the ones that speak to you. Or if you have questions, maybe you don't understand all of it, you know, email me and we can communicate. If you need to talk to me, I have access to conference lines. We can arrange something. We can be respectful of each other's time, because I realize that, you know, everybody has their own lane that they're in. And, you know, we just want to be successful in what we do. But just getting back to his amazing grace, because that's the what we're discussing, God's amazing grace, that you'll hear about that. It's all sufficient. As the scripture in the Bible, it says God's grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in weakness. And since, you know, God is, and he is God, he's all there is. He created us. You know, we didn't create him. We, you know, if when we choose and we really want the true benefits of life and all the provision that we've been provided, we acknowledge God, because in the times that we're living in today, they can be very perplexing and troubling. And there are various situations going on a daily basis. If you watch the news, oh my goodness, and you hear about all the things going on in different places, you're going to need more than just what we try to do for ourselves. We need more so that we can have some peace and contentment. We can have that inner peace. And we're certainly concerned about our loved ones and our siblings. And, you know, we want everybody to have the best. So I have found one way to do that is to just share the benefit of this knowledge that I've learned about God's amazing grace. His amazing grace. And I say it's amazing. Why? Because it's when you think about it, when you look at it, and you really dive deep to get a better understanding. And if you listen to these segments in the podcast, they go off into different areas. You just get more and more benefits and your life just becomes better and you get more excited about life and you don't have to live life discouraged or hopeless. You know, you have hope and you understand what hope is. Hope is expecting good when you don't see things necessarily in the natural manifesting always the way you intend, which could be discouraging for some. And you don't want to live a discouraged life. You don't have to. You can just really understand better what this amazing grace is. It's amazing because you'll find things that go on in life. It's written, there's a scripture in the Bible that says the only thing that occurs in life to us in our lives are things that are common to mankind. In other words, things that happen. It's all part of the process as we walk through this earth realm. It's part of that process. Things that we experience. And we need to understand this grace so that we can develop into more pleasant maturity. Have a what I call a higher quality of life. As we go through various seasons in our life and through the process of life, sometimes it can get a little, the road can get a little bumpy. Yet, if you just understand this remarkable grace, which is really God's remarkable compassion toward us, and that's why I believe in God, because it really anchors me and helps me to understand and live life better. And grace is that all-sufficient gift of unmerited, unearned, and undeserved favor. I don't have to deserve it. It's something God just gave. It's a gift when we choose to believe. We're saved by grace through faith. We have to acknowledge God and find out about him. And in order to do that, it's almost like, you know, someone can leave you a bank account. This is the best natural example that I can come up with. Someone can leave you a bank account. And in order for you to benefit from the resources they've set aside to you through that bank account, you have to find out certain things about that bank account, where it is, how you access it, so on and so on and so on. It's necessary. So this grace is here. The favor and the kindness and the love of God is available to us. And we're told in another place in the Bible where Jesus called us friend. That's God's friendship toward us, his heart toward us. God wants us to understand his heart toward us, what his all-sufficient grace is all about. In order for us to understand that, we have to at least acknowledge that it exists. And we have to believe. So we can learn what we have been left, the title deed, really is our faith, the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the nail prints in his hands are our receipt. You know, if you want to, someone gives you something and you want to know more about it or change it out or allow it to, you know, work better in your life, then you have to have the receipt to prove that it belongs to you if you're going to do what you're going to do with it. So you can learn from the word of God about his heart toward us and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and what that means. And we are saved by grace. We're delivered from judgment, the wrath of God. I know many of you have heard about the wrath of God, people going to hell, so on and so forth. You see, we've been given eternal life through faith. We receive that. We do have eternal life, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. If you want a better understanding of what it means to you, if you want a better understanding of just how to process life better, how to experience life better at a higher quality, you don't have to stay overwhelmed by circumstances that you don't understand. This grace is amazing. Miracles. You hear people talk about miracles. I know you've heard of miracles before. A miracle is divine intervention in natural affairs. When you learn how to do what God has told us to do, which is cast every care to him, because he cares for us. He doesn't want us all bogged down and pressured. He wants us to rest and believe him. But when you learn to approach God and acknowledge God, and when you believe in him, you create that communication. That communication is two-way. And that two-way communication will allow us or put us in position to believe for our miracles. It's just a matter of being in position to receive. Because God will intervene in natural affairs. It happens all the time. It happens when you hear of you know, you've had a whole village of people and everybody's gone except for maybe one baby that's only, what, 12 months old? And the baby survives. They find the baby. And then the baby goes on, and even though it's devastated, and perhaps everybody in the village was devastated, the baby goes on and is cared for and has a life. Certain things happen. They do. Those things are common to mankind. We don't always like what's happened, but we're not alone. And that's what I get from being in communication with God. I understand that I'm not alone in my circumstance. I'm not alone in my times of trouble. He explained to me how he's a very present help in time of trouble. But I have to learn from God's word what that means for me. I had to learn that. I had to learn about God's remarkable compassion that he wanted to show me. I had to learn how to receive this gift from God, the gift of his all-sufficient grace, which allows me to know. He said in his word that I can cast every care I have to him, every care. If it concerns me at all, I can just acknowledge him. He'll direct me, and I promise you, I've experienced. He'll show you what to do in your circumstances. He'll show you the Christ mind will show you the way and navigate you through uncomfortable situations, things that a natural person really can't supply for you. Only God knows what we need and how to truly love us, because he's the one that knows. He knows every thought that's in our head. I found that in his word. And he knows every word before it comes out of our mouth. So he knows us. He understands a groan. He understands a moan. He understands a sigh. You're never alone. This is a comfort you can receive. His amazing grace. His grace is amazing. His divine favor is amazing. His all-sufficient grace. It's all-encompassing. It is. Whatever we need. And we develop this level of maturity and experience it through circumstance. We learn through the circumstances that we experience. When we're in various places and seasons of life, through the process of life, we can learn from God's word, his heart toward us, his love toward us, about his remarkable compassion that has delivered us. We're saved by grace through faith. When we believe it, we are given eternal life through faith. It's amazing. Yes, it's amazing. And it's for us. It's his provision. So I hope I've said something today that will help you. If you want to know more about it, just let me know. God bless.